the podcast has a case of the should-haves.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it.
What is up, my inbox besties? Kate Doster here of katedoster.com and creator of Love Your List 2.0, the only email marketing course that is laser focused on not only helping you build a profitable email list, but honestly making it dangerously fun to run one. Because if you hate sending people emails, you're gonna hate your email list and you're gonna get some lackluster results. And I gotta say, everyone else who's teaching it out there, it's either like boring regurgitated stuff, or there's like that bro marketer that's like, do this and do that, and have all these funnels and this and slam them with the offer, blah, blah. No, none of that. That is not the way Love Your List rolls. And speaking of Love Your List, guys, the doors are going to be flinging open to the public on March 21st. But you want to go ahead and click the cover art right now and click that link to go over to loveyourlist.co and join the waitlist. Not only are you going to get a free copywriting lesson just for signing up to the VIP waitlist from the course, but next week, March 11th through March 13th, you are going to be able to get into Love Your List for $200 off. And that $200 off applies both to the self-study and the rapid results track. So the rapid results track is the one with the 3-month coaching where we get together as a group every other week. You tell me all your email marketing woes. I'm like, hey, you said you were going to do this. Did you do it? How many podcasts did you do? Show me your work. Let me see your proposals. Like, I am on you. And I created that level because, honestly, guys, I have a confession. I was a bit of a course junkie, okay? So like I was buying all these courses and these ebooks, and half the stuff, it would just grow dusty on my hard drive and I would do nothing with it. But the ones that had that group coaching element where I needed to show up every so often and was actually there with the creator, so I felt loved and I felt supported, those are the ones that I had the biggest quantum leaps from. And so I wanted to give that to you. You guys can get that for $200 off. It also applies to the payment plans. And guys, I have the most generous payment plans in the industry. I was told I was an idiot, honestly, for having them being this long. The one for the rapid results coaching, I actually give you a 10-month payment plan. So if you utilize the $200 off, it's less than $130 a month. And honestly, I'm gonna say like 85 to 90% of the people who do sign up for that track are going to be able to probably pay back the whole thing like within a month or two, and I will let you pay stuff off early. I just wanted to be able to give those go-getters or those people who might not have had the best March a chance to get in on something that is truly powerful and moving at a rate that works for them in their piggy bank. And the self-study one, again, you guys still get access to the Facebook group, but it's just not the same, y'all. So today's episode was actually inspired by one of the brand new modules / lessons I am introducing to Love Your List 2.0. And you can go back to last week's episode and hear about my launch and why I decided to sort of rename it at the end and all of that greatness. And this one is called the Shoulda Crusher. So basically, I compiled, I want to say it's 22, it might be more, questions that I get all the time, and I just rapid fire answer them. And there are those little sort of nap questions that sort of eat up all of this mental space, but ultimately not necessarily aren't really doing anything for you. So it's kind of like, you know, should I be using a template? What day should I be sending it? How often should I be sending my email list? What should I be sending them? Should I be sending them something besides my blog post? Should I resend to people after they sent something but didn't necessarily open? Should I be getting rid of old subscribers? Blah, blah, blah. And just on and on and on and on. A lot of shoulds, some kind of whats, some kind of whys. So I wanted to go ahead and actually pull from that particular lesson, which I have transcribed, and I'm currently having my VA turn it into a nice PDF, and also there's going to be timestamps, so you can jump right to your answer, or you can read your answer if you want. I have to be honest with you, not all the lessons in Love Your List have transcriptions. That might be something we're going to add as we go along, because, I don't know, do people actually read them? Like, I can't read a transcription. I would need it to be, like, I don't know, transformed into like an actual blog post. And so that part necessarily isn't ready yet. But we'll see. We'll see how that all goes. But I'm going to go ahead right now as I'm rambling with y'all because we're friends, so I can do that, with 4 of the biggest should questions that I actually answer in that module, in module 1, which we actually tackle first before we set up your email marketing ecosystem / how you are going to turn internet randos into subscribers with benefits. It's a complete A to D system. Speaking of the alphabet, it's all based off of my brand new framework called the ABCs of Profitable Marketing Without Having to Take a Cold Shower Afterwards. Because guys, I was on an email marketing presentation the other day because, you know, obviously I got to keep up on the latest. And the guy was so sleazy and I couldn't. He was all like, oh, Brahim, and like, you got to have this and you got like funnels and you got like autoresponders and then to click on this and an upsell and a downsell and a pivot. No. None of this. This is simple and dangerously effective and profitable system is what the ABC marketing system of email marketing will do for you. So the first question that we are going to be tackling, because we're going to tackle four of the biggies today, is should I even have an email list in the first place? Spoiler alert. No. What? No, it's not a no for everyone, guys. And honestly, 99.99% of people, I'm going to say that having an email list is a really smart way to go. Because like a super famous copywriter whose name is escaping me right now said, the only advantage that I want when selling hamburgers is a hungry crowd. Now, I like to alter that a little bit and say, the only thing that I want to sell when I'm selling hamburgers is a hungry crowd of carnivores. Because what's a hungry crowd of vegans going to do for me? Not at all. So when you do decide to create a course or a ebook or start coaching about, say, bullet journaling, having other people who are interested in bullet journaling that you can talk to on the regular, on the ready, without only having to worry about it getting delivered to, I don't know, 1% of your people without having to pay extra, it makes a lot of sense, okay? But there is probably one or two business models where you can kind of get away with not having one. In particular, because you might not have a monetization strategy for your list. And y'all know I treat my people like people and not numbers. However, I also address in this shoulda questions is should I be investing in something? What should be the email service provider I use? And the reason why I encourage people to get ConvertKit, and it's not because like, oh, she's an affiliate and she gets money. I don't care. Go to ConvertKit directly. Like, don't go to katedonster.com/CK. It is no skin off of my nose. It is because when you are not paying for something month for month, you're not going to utilize it and its features. Period. Very rarely have I found someone who is using the MailChimp to its fullest ability, who's using the other light to their fullest ability. The only thing that I ever hear is, oh my goodness, I'm getting close to subscribers and I'm going to have to pay. Well, if you're paying for it, you will use it. You will talk to the people. You will make use of all of the functions, and then it's going to end up being its own self-sustaining system where that's like the coolest $30 that you spend every month because it's producing 3,000, okay? So like, don't get precious there about it. Now, the business models that I feel don't necessarily actually need an email list would be one sort of like Elena had. Now, if you guys listened to Elena of Twins Mommy, which that type of blog definitely needs one, on episode number 76, where she talks about how to skyrocket your traffic with viral content and Pinterest, I'm going to put the link down below. She has what I call a traffic blog for one of the ones that she runs. Spoiler alert, she's got five. And it was one where I had a lot of contributors and she makes all of her money basically through ads and was just getting the traffic up. And the amount of traffic that she was getting from that, if she put a freebie behind it without any of her own products, it might be hard to justify that cost. Now, I'm not saying that like these media outlets or these traffic places like, you know, theskim.com are not making money from their email list. On the contrary, because they're actually selling ad space in their emails themselves. And when you go and you click and read the roundups that they have, spoiler alert, you're going to something where there's ads. So if Elena did want to turn her contributor sort of trafficy blog into something that was sort of self-sustaining, then that's what she would do. But she has to build up all that traffic and recognition first. Then she could put up a style of freebie where it's like, get all this information straight to your inbox, almost like a scary mommy. Maybe perhaps she'd want to have a freebie, but she would already have a strategic cash plan in place because of the sheer volume. She would have a lot of subscribers very quickly. And that means her ConvertKit bill would be insane if she did not have a way to actually make money off of it. So if you are running one of those contributor-based sites where it's just traffic, 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 you probably can get away with not having an email list for a while, but eventually you're going to want to put on your big boy and girl pants and actually do it. The other model where I think that it is super beneficial, but I've seen it succeed without it, is in particular the coaching niche, high-end coaching. Now, all the high-end coaches should be having an email list, but I have seen those people who are on Facebook and they're like, I made 10K last month with zero people on my email list. That is because they're spending 8 hours a day, every day, on Facebook, getting discovery calls to then pitch a $10,000 client. So they are literally trolling for people. Trolling could be a bit of a harsh word, and interacting, and they're using Facebook Messenger to be able to do stuff. But the second that they don't want to do one-on-one anymore, they want an email list because that's the best way to sell a group coaching program. Yes, obviously, especially if your group coaching and your mastermind is high ticket, you are going to need to have that one-on-one sales conversation. But if you are just starting out and you are a freelancer or a coach, you might want to focus on getting 3 to 4 clients first, and then you can focus on truly growing your email list. So it's not that you would never have them in these cases, it's just that you don't necessarily need to be focusing on them first. Now, in the rapid fire lesson, it's actually a lot more succinct than this, but since it's just you and I, we're just kind of chillaxing, I can go into a little bit of a longer answer. So that is my thoughts on who should have an email list. And basically it boils down to, you need to have a monetization strategy. Get yourself some dollars first. And that's, of course, what we do in the second lesson of the Email Marketing Fairy. We actually set up your email marketing ecosystem. We talk about the email marketing bingo card, the ABCs of profitable email marketing, and how everything sort of fits together and makes a cohesive, awesome, and super fun thing to run. So let's go right on ahead to question number 2, and that is, how many people should I have on my email list before I start emailing them? Now, some people might be like, Kate, like, I've already got like 500. Like, I've been emailing my people. I've been listening to you forever. Like, I know I should. So you can, in your head, put, how many people should I have on my list before I start trying to, quote, sell them stuff? Okay. Now we're going to talk a little bit more about sales emails versus value emails. And if you all were visiting me at the Rebel Boss Summit, you know my feeling on that and why I'm sighing and should at number 4. But for that, how many email subscribers should I have before I start emailing your list or send them sales offers? The answer is 1. And guess who that one person is? Yourself. Because the thing is that even if you only have, and I'm using air quotes here, 20 people on your email list, they've got no idea that they're the 1 of 20 or 1 of 19 because you're on your own email list. They have no idea. To them, you could be 1 of 10,000. So you need to treat them like they are the most important people in the world. I cannot tell you the amount of money that you can make with a small email list. Hint that next sort of half of that question when you just interact with your subscribers. And what I encourage my students to do, when we talked about this in one of the masterclasses, which I'm probably going to bring back, about little list, big profits. And that is, if you've only got 20 people on your list, you know, once a day, pop into your ConvertKit account or MailChimp if you want to use it. I'll get off my high horse about free email service providers and send them a direct message from your own email address and be like, hey, Tammy, you know, Kate here. I saw that you signed up for my freebie about bullet journaling and I absolutely love it too. If you have any questions at all, just feel free to email me back. This is my actual email address and literally I could talk about this stuff all day. That's it. Okay. And if you want to bump it up, guys, and this is how I've been landing so many sales, it's my super secret weapon. We talk about it in the course too. Send them a Loom video. So Loom is just a free to a certain point app that you can use on Google Chrome where you can create really quick videos and Loom stores them for you. And so you literally would just have a quick video reply and talk to them. I cannot tell you how many people are like, oh my goodness, I love your video reply. I can't believe it. And that is because people are so used to talking to someone else's VA or canned response that when they can see your face and hear your voice, it develops a bond like you would not believe. And those 20 people are going to start singing your praises to absolutely everybody. And it's the same thing with your list. If you only have 20 people on your list, yeah, you can send them a sales series. You might end up with, I don't know, 15 or 12 at the end, which for some people, they can't stomach that, but sales can happen, okay? What I don't want you getting in your head is, oh my goodness, like I sent this to 20 people, I did a flash sale and no one bought, I'm a loser, this is a loser. You probably just need a little bit more people, but wouldn't you have wanted to practice on those first 20 people so you can really hone in your email marketing skills now, when in your head you know only 20 people are saying this versus 2,000 people versus 20,000 people? It kind of just makes sense. So the answer of how many people should be on my list before I start selling things or start emailing them is 1. It's yourself. I don't care. Send yourself a sales email every single day just so you get the practice. And obviously, in Love Your List, we talk all about what to include in your newsletters. And we have a special bonus, the 5-figure funnels and launch bonus course, which is going to tell you how to set up a sales series. Okay. And we have another bonus, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. In my head, I call it the Hawkward series, but that's not really what it is. Shout out to all my people who listen to Epic Rap Battles. And in that lesson, we actually talk about what to send your list when you haven't talked to them in forever, and how to, what to actually talk about your list to when you haven't emailed them in a while. And I also give you a flash sale series that you can use. So if you're just using a little mini campaign, we talk about that one in the awkward conversations as well, along with when you need to break up with your subscribers to keep your list healthy. We talk about that in there as well. So number three, how long should my emails be? Oh, I could talk about this topic probably all day, every day, but I'm going to try to keep this one short. And that is, your emails need to be as long as they need to be. If you need two sentences to get your point across, let it be two sentences. If you need 1,117 words, which is the email that I sent yesterday, then do it. Those long emails will get read as long as two things are there. And I'm even going to tell you what they are, even though we talk about them at length in the course. The first thing is, they need to be interesting, which usually means they've got to pertain to your person. Just straight up honest. Why is it interesting to them? And the second part is, it needs to have some formatting. So if you decide to send something that's a giant block of paragraph that people can't skim through, got no bolding or italicizing or my favorite GIFs, it's not going to work. Okay. So your email can be as long as it needs to be. Do not censor yourself. Honestly, I usually go for longer emails. That's the way I write, but I do like to spice it up and keep things short sometime. But I'm not going to waste a sentence and be like, I'm going to keep this short. I'm going to show rather than tell. And that's another key thing when it comes to writing your emails. And of course, we talk about what to include in your newsletters. We've got the 10K blueprint. We have how to have an endless idea of what to email your list as well in the course. And honestly, past episodes of this show too, we talk about it as well. So the fourth and last set of guys, and then we're gonna wrap this up because the old vocal cords are tired, is how many value emails should I send before I can send a sales email? I'm gonna take a sip of water here, guys, and let that one sink in. Now, if we met at the Rebel Boss Summit, then you probably already know what's coming, and that is, all you send is sales emails. What? I know, the record just, I let it sit, especially after the whole not everyone needs an email list, and now I just told you need to send emails all the time that are sales emails. The reason being, there are no value emails. It's a myth. If I had a Bill and Ted gift, I'd put it in here right now. The reason why there is no such thing as a value email is because you are constantly selling the fact that you know what you're talking about, that you care about your person, that you're a value resource, that you should be their go-to person, that you like them, that you get them, that you understand their struggles, that you know all about the cooking, that you know all of the sweet deals that they can get around the internet. You're selling the fact that you deserve their attention. Now, I know that term deserve can trigger someone, so get over I'm worthiness mindset stuff, which we talk a little bit about mindset and love your list because you just can't not, but you need to be selling the fact that you deserve there, okay? You do. So now if you're asking the question like, oh, very clever, Kate. Okay, so I'm selling the fact that I actually know what I'm talking about, that I deliver great content, and that I should be their favorite, because that's a big part of getting someone's dollars is being their favorite. How often should I tell them about paid stuff? You can technically do it in every email if they're written well, but I guess I will give you a definitive answer. So depending on your industry and depending on your audience, it's probably how you're going to want to do this, okay? If you are dealing with a lot of what we call business to consumers, so, you know, you teach people knitting or canning or bullet journaling or, I don't know, book reading, meditation, any of that sort of stuff. Basically, if it's not how to make money online in some facet, then you probably don't necessarily every single email want the highlight to be buy this ebook, buy this ebook, buy this ebook. Now, if you can write interesting emails, you can totally do that. But most people don't feel comfortable writing that many. I straight up tell people, because I'm business to business, in my first email that I'm going to sell them stuff, and then I actually give them links to buy stuff. Why? Because in my opinion, if someone's signing up to my list, it is because they are usually having a problem with copywriting or keeping their butt in order because I've got trolling for traffic, okay? So I would be a complete jerk face if I did not tell them immediately, I have something that can help you right now. Like, why wouldn't I do that? They've got a headache and the prescription isn't more cowbell, it's email templates. And I'd be a jerk to keep that from there. And honestly, in my industry, I feel like it's refreshing and that's like just my shtick where I just tell you, like, I'm not waiting for the other shoe to drop because honesty is a very core value. And you can tell I'm getting on my hot horse when it comes to selling stuff. People do not mind sales emails. They hate being pitch slapped in the face. And it is because you're using all these exclamation points and how you're so excited and all these bold letters when you make it about your person, when you use copy moments, which we're going to talk about in the course. So go get on the waitlist, save yourself some cash. People are not going to be mad. You are going to get, thank you for telling me you had this. Like, I'm going to double dog dare you because I know we didn't have one this week. I'm going to double dog dare you to actually ask your email is, do you know what I sell? Because chances are they don't. And you don't need to like hide it in a PS all the time. Or like, oh, well, maybe I guess if you're interested. No one wants it if you do not believe in it. Now, this is what Ditch Your Itch was all about, where I really got on my high horse. And everyone who took Ditch the Itch audio course, katedosser.com/ditch, y'all know what I'm talking about here with a high horse. Like, you need to be confident in the stuff that you are sending people, okay? Like, you do. Whether you are telling them to get onto SiteGround or get Tailwind or whatever type of affiliate stuff that you could do for yourself besides your own courses or product, you need to be confident. And the way that you are confident is knowing your person, because then you know if it can actually help them, okay? Like, I would not tell someone who already has an established business, go get SiteGround, this is how you set up your website. That makes no sense. They already have a website. I might say, hey, if you're looking for new hosting, when you are, go get the GoGeek plan because you can have a million websites and stuff doesn't crash, okay? That is very different from, oh, if you're starting a blog, okay? Okay, so that is my high horse. So let's just go ahead and recap, guys, okay? Recap. Number one, should you have an email list? If you have a monetization strategy and an overall bigger plan, yes. Now, this does not mean that you have to have stuff for sale this minute, but you need to know in 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, how you're going to be able to recoup the cost of your email marketing service provider. It's just smart business. And I only help business owners and pro bloggers, not hobby people. So there we have it. Number two, how many people should you have on your list before you start sending emails or sending sales emails? One, yourself. Get the practice. Make sure if you're not offended, your people won't be offended. How long should my emails be? As long as they need to be to get the point across. Make them interested, format them correctly. Number four, how many value emails should I send before a sales email? They're all sales emails. If they are pitch emails, then you should be seeding throughout the way that you have something that is going to help them, that's going to cost money. It is just being a good human. You should not be sending them 8 emails in a row saying that they're a dumb idiot face. They've only got an hour left, 50 minutes left, 10 minutes left. Oh no, it's 5 minutes left to buy your super cool thing or they're gonna miss out, brah. No, it's about them. Is about the moments in our lives that you are going to make better, whether it is teaching them, like I said, canning or email marketing or how to exercise when you are pregnant that is safe for the baby. That is it, guys, for today's episodes. I know we went a little bit long, but I get a little bit passionate when it comes to this topic, as y'all can tell. Make sure you head on over to loveyourlist.co right now, guys. Get on that wait list because Monday, March 11th through the 13th, you can get either level for $200 off. And I'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedosser.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review before you leave. I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.